The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for chiming in today and listening. Today is December the 1st, 2015. Man, has this year flown by, already gone. December the 1st, 2015. I just, once again, thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And let's get into it. Definitely, first and foremost, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here. Tell your friends, tell your family members about it. And we also, Scotty has some other way to get involved, and that's buyblack365.com. Definitely please support that effort. It's so needed. This is what we need to do to reinvent and to regain the prosperity that has been lost, is that we're going to have to be able to service our own community in actually grow our own wealth by way of resources. And this comes from a collective prudence that we need to have, regardless of whatever our differences are. They're just a facade as to why they are there. It's because of the conditions in which we've been brought up in, that we've been schooled in, and what we have to endure day to day, year to year, and for centuries now, here in this country and throughout the world. So it's so important that we take this opportunity, as the globe is making a paradigm shift, for us to be able to shift with it and to introduce and to require the rest of the world to negotiate with us because of our overall economic presence that is going to be so, so important. So it all starts with you. We have to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the shows that are here. You can make monetary donations. Please do that. If you can also tell friends and tell family and make sure that we don't lose this, because you think about it, at some point, what we're really talking about here is that you're going to have to walk to freedom individually, and that is going to take a collective effort from everyone in order for you to do it, but it starts with you first, and you have to say, I am not going to continue to do what I've been schooled to do and what I've been taught to do from the past. It has not worked. It is not who we are. It is not the direction that we choose. It has been chosen for us, and that has to be taken away from the ones that have invoked that. But we can decide our own fate. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, because it brings you so much information, and it actually gives you an outlet as to what's going on and what you need to do. Also, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and check us out there. And there you can send us a message. If you have any questions or comments, definitely you can send it there. You can check out some of the stories. Also, if you have any suggestions or some things that you want for us to go over again or to look at, would definitely would love to do it. And be proactive in it all. Come on as a guest, and if you have an expertise about something or something that we should really be looking at, send us a message. You can also send it to me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and also contact Scotty to let us know what it is that you would like to do. And we will definitely I will get in contact with you, talk to you about it, see what's going on, and then put you on the show. And I think it's really good where we the people start to develop our own media outlets, where we start to bring issues that are important to us, so that we can collectively come together throughout, you know, the world, and decide the fate of our people and develop and protect our culture. So it's so, so important that you become proactive. Don't wait for the show to start. Make sure that you're the director, the producer, and that you are the headlining star that should be there, because that's what it's going to take. So this system has really taught us to sit down and watch. And that is exactly what they want you to do, to sit down and watch and respond only to what they invoke or impose on you instead of you going in your own direction. So it's time for us to no longer sit. It's time for us to move in a direction that we choose that's absent of their influence at all. So check out us there on Kando Radio Show on Facebook. And we have didn't do that much posting today, but got some stories that definitely want to go over real quick for you. Today was December 1st, and so Puerto Rico's bills are due today, and the Puerto Rican debt crisis is going to continue to get worse, and it is going to have a very, very defined and very, very credible threat to the overall pension systems in the United States. This is where you're going to start to see a lot of this unravel. You'll start to see it unravel in the energy sector. You'll start to see it in the bond market, the munis, the mutual bonds, the muni bonds, and you'll also start to see it to the current bond because this is exploding and it's going to continue in that direction. So check out that article, really good. And also on the 26th of the month of last month, we posted something with Puerto Rico that you really need. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hour long presentation that's really, really good about Puerto Rico. Really good one. Next we have, comes from Yahoo, Obama's legacy on climate is at stake in Paris talks. Let me tell you, this is such a farce and so ridiculous. These people and these governments want you to worry about, because they're worried about climate change while they invoke slave mentality and colonization across the world, and they destroy the ecosystem by their corporate pollution and by their wars. They not only attack the people of this planet, but they also attack the living, every living thing on this planet, and they want to talk about your your adverse effect on the climate from you driving your car across the street or wherever you're going to go. And all of this is invoked by them through their overall mechanisms of control. This is such a, you know, this is nothing more. This climate change stuff is so fraudulent, and it's nothing more than a new way to tax you and to take away your individual the rights that they gave you, because they can take away what they give you because they gave it to you. But if you surrender what the great creator God Almighty has given you, then that's your fault. Mm-hmm. And that is what we've been taught to do, and we need to walk away from this. So check out this article, but really look at it for what it is. It's nothing more than them telling you what the new paradigm of enslavement is going to be. It's going to be, you're going to have to start paying taxes on the air that you breathe. So this is where that's going. Next, BRIC banks could start borrowing in yuan. So check out that story. This whole thing is definitely falling apart for the U.S. dollar as we speak, and is going to continue on that steep downward spiral, and there is no pulling up on that. It's going to continue on that path until it reaches the ground and crashes, and that be it. And so we will definitely, because of Black Talk Radio Network and Tambo, we will be in a better position. It will not catch us as it would have caught us 2 years ago, 5 years ago, and 10 years ago. So make sure that you're preparing for this, because it is unfolding as we speak. Next, it says this comes from The Guardian. Kurdish fighters said U.S. Special Forces have been fighting for ISIS for months. So U.S. ground forces have already been there, which we already know. They're also in the Ukraine. They're also throughout Syria. And they're also NATO and the U.S. is engaging in Djibouti and Africa, and also in the South Sea of China. So this is nothing new, that the U.S. forces and the BRIC nation forces are going to at some point come to a head. This is, you know, this is the unfolding of the global war that they will wage against humanity. So check out that article, pretty good. Also, Then, this is a huge one. This comes from the Daily Mail in the UK. Nearly half of the major financial firms now concerned about cyber attacks. They will always tell you before they do it. Let me tell you something. Their system, either one, they participated in the system so that they could be vulnerable to cyber attacks. Or two, they are the ones that are sabotaging the system because the only people that they're going to attack is you. Their institutions will not be attacked. Their institutions will not be adversely affected. You will. This is nothing more than a diversion and nothing more than three-card Molly. And so we must really, really understand that we have to take our complete sovereign lives into account and make sure that no fraternal government is involved, because they continue to move us on these different directions by their methods of control. And so this is something that's coming out and they're telling you, because they always tell you before they do it. They're telling you that there is going to be major cyber attacks. And I believe those cyber attacks will not only be in the financial realm and in the financial markets. It will also be in the energy market. It will also be in the grid where power goes out. There will be complete disruptions at designated times. Why? Because it's the most effective way to manipulate the people now. And they've gotten us all on this technology where everything is technology. We're so dependent on our darn phones, so dependent on smartness that we become dumb. Devices are smart and we become dumb. Well, please, and I know that you're not, but when I say we become dumb, I'm talking about the general population at hand. Most people will just buy anything that sells. And they will buy their own demise. So, because that's what they're selling, the demise of the general population. So check out that to give you a heads up and make sure that you are positioning yourself so that this will not adversely affect you. We will have a show about, we will have some people that have some expertise that are credible that will come on and talk to us about how exposed we are to the cyber world. It's more than just your smartphone and just your bank account. It's pretty much everything now. Pretty much everything. So we'll definitely get into that. And also another article had the hackers are cyber attacking three Greek banks and demanding ransoms in Bitcoin. And this one comes from thebusinessinsider.com. This is why you have to go back to the greatest investment, one of the greatest investments ever known to mankind. One of the greatest investments ever known to mankind is because it has the one of the longest history of being an investment and having great returns on that investment for all of recorded history and the recorded history that they suppress. And that is the physical precious metal. Bitcoin is something new as far as electronically, but is nothing new at all. The concept has been around since they started banking with computers. That your account, you've had a Bitcoin your whole darn life. It's a cryptocurrency. When you look at your bank account, when they send you a statement, that's a crypto statement of what they say that you have. Doesn't mean that you have it. It's just what they're saying that you have, what they allow you to have within their system. This Bitcoin stuff, people think it's new. It goes back to the 1700s. And they gave you an elaborate story about some dude that was a gamer in Japan that came up with this program, and then now all of a sudden this program is the new financial revolution against the tyranny of the government. Really? when you have to go to the system of the technology, you have to go to their system through the internet in order to for a Bitcoin to exist. And you think that won't be open to hackers? You don't think that will be open to the very people themselves? Man, and telling the same different lies, and we keep buying them every time because we refuse to go back to what is organic and sincere, and that being God's money. It's been around much longer than any form of currency that's paper-based or that is crypto-based, and it will be here far beyond it. So check out that article, really, really important one, so that you know what's really going on. I would just say, if you are someone that believes in Bitcoin or is confident in Bitcoin, great. I would just say, make sure that you use it for what you can use it for. If you're in it, because I was in it for a while and I got out of it. If you're in it from the standpoint where you're going to use it to acquire real other assets, then that's great. As an investment, that's great. But don't overexpose yourself to where you start to save in it, because it's not something that you can save in, because they can take it from you immediately. Go over to, if you're someone that's at home that's listening, go over to the light switch in your house, any light switch, turn it on and then turn it off. That is the technology of Bitcoin and how exposed you are to it. Just as someone can turn it on, someone can just as easily turn it off. And let me ask you something. What legal recourse will you have? Who will you complain to? Your tablet? Your laptop? Your smartphone? You going to talk to Siri or whatever, you know, they have out? Whoever is the voices that they have out now? And they're just going to respond to you? You've been had. You've been hacked. Which basically means, in so many words, you fell for it. So make sure that you understand what it is that you're getting into, and don't overextend yourself, because that is not the way in which you need to prepare for what's going on exclusively in today's world. If you want someone that wants to use it for an investment and have a limited exposure to it, I treat it just like a bank account. You only have in as much in it in a bank account that you're willing for them to steal. If you're not willing for them to steal a certain amount, then don't have that exposed to it, because they will at the appropriate time. So that those are the articles that we had inside of Tando Radio Show today. And today's show, we're definitely going to talk about the economic and the military, move towards war that we are experiencing now, and it's something that we really need to discuss so that you will know what's really going on. And so this is basically part two from yesterday. This is the economic and the military war plans that are happening now, and you need to know, because a lot of us, especially within our community, have no clue what's going on in the world, but we will be the most adverse and some of the first casualties of the progression of this war and this economic collapse that we're going through. And we've been going through it for a very long time. But let me tell you something. One of the things about the Great Depression, what we've seen before in the past, the poverty that we've had to deal with, is going to be nothing compared to what we will have to endure if we remain on the course that we are on. If we do not prepare ourselves individually, our families, and then our community collectively, this is going to be far worse than anything that we've known as far as economic displacement, because this is going to be severe, and it has great ramifications where they will open up debtors' prisons, and people will, not only that, people won't even have to go to debtors' prison. They will turn themselves into different FEMA camps and different corporations and work for pennies, work for absolutely pennies on the hour, instead of getting paid $20, $15 an hour, $10, $12 an hour. They will be working for change per hour. This is something that has gone on throughout human history. So what makes you think that they would change it up because it worked so well before in the past? So this is where we are, and we definitely need to know about this and talk about it from a standpoint of what it is that we need to prepare for, why, and then how to do it, and then start to engage in this immediately. One of the most important things as you, the listeners that listen to Tando Radio Show, wherever you are right now, just do whatever you can. And don't sell yourself short. If anything, exercise more discipline than you've ever exercised before in your life. There is no reason to celebrate a gifted season. There is no reason for you to actually, at this time, at this moment, to engage in some of the so-called comforts of life. Because the very state that we're in is going to be extremely uncomfortable when you could have used those resources, the resources of the cash that you have, the resources of the energy that you have, the resources of the relationships that you could be making right now to prepare for what's coming. And they're giving you all of the heads up. You can't say that they're not telling you any longer. You can't say that anything is conspiracy theory. Everything is the conspiracy unfolding now. And it's so, so important that you realize and recognize what's at stake. Your very physical existence and the ones that you love are at stake. But there are things that you can do and relationships that you can make that will make it much easier for you to seize on the opportunities, even beyond surviving. Because there's nothing, it's more to just living than just surviving. There's going to be opportunities where the prosperity that has been lost in the past can be regained if you take the necessary steps now. And this is what this program is all about and why we have Tando Radio Show and why I talk about these things, because, you know, the other programs do so well and on all of the other things that you need to know about. But this is the one thing that is pressing. This is the art of war that's being waged against your freedom and your sovereignty and your self-determination. And that's the real fight here. Because one of the great things about preparing for what's coming, it starts to liberate you into introduce you to the power that has been suppressed within. The very power and the strength that you have suppressed because of fear. The very power and the strength that you have suppressed because of fraudulent and misguided schooling. The very power in the abilities that you have that you've suppressed and given away and surrendered because this is what you were born into. You were born into it, but that doesn't mean that you have to accept it, because you were actually born to be free and independent. And that's the move that has to be taken. And that's what's so great about preparing, is as you start to make those liberating steps, you start to notice something. You are sovereign and self-determining in everything that you do. So why would you surrender that energy to someone else? Doesn't matter who it is. It only matters who you are. So we're going to definitely jump into that for today. We have two quick videos. And before we get to these videos, what I want to do is I want to say this, is that we're going to have two videos. Let me set the groundwork for them, and then we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we'll come back. These videos are very, very important because one of them is older, and one of them comes from 2009, I believe, 2011, 2009. It escapes me right now. But, and it comes from when Dimitri was president of Russia. And at the time, the U.S. and NATO was going to put a missile defense system in Eastern Europe. And they came out and said, no, 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 you're not. And if you do, there were going to be recourses that there's going to be a retaliation and a response and repercussions for what you do and ramifications for putting those that missile defense so close to Russia. And it was against the SALT treaty and everything else. So this is going to be, and I want you to pay close attention when he starts to count what he's going to do. Because what he's going to do is going to give you a heads up of what the capabilities that Russia now has. And you're starting to see it display itself as we speak. That's going to be the second video. Then the first one, I want you to listen closely to that dude out of South Carolina, Graham. They call him, you know, some kind of official. But this is nothing more than a neocon, which really means nothing more than a Nazi. The Nazis have never, ever left the United States because the United States is the parent of the Nazi cult and cultism. And listen to how crazy Graham is in this whole thing. Then you'll hear Dmitry Medvedev. And then we need to talk about the capabilities. And then we need to put it all together. Once again, the fraternal governance of the world is tricking us. It's totally, totally tricking us. It's a facade of justice. And until we understand that and break that fraternal order by not participating in it in ourselves, we will continue to have war after war. Third world country, second world country, first world country. That stuff will just continue to be cyclical throughout the world. And nothing will change because the power base wants it to remain the same. And it's one of the greatest scams and schemes against humanity that has ever been in existence. This is why they hide the archaeological finds. And this is why they suppress historical truths out of Africa, out of the Middle East, out of China, out of everywhere in the world, South America, because they don't want people to know what their real capabilities are. They want them to be good citizens with Social Security numbers with a promise to be given Social Security, pensions, and all of the elaborate comfort that they promised you in the future. While they say, pay me today, and I promise a great return for you tomorrow. That is nothing more than a crook and a con at work. So listen, we're getting ready to go to this commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#. Then hit *61 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. When we come back, we're going to play these two videos, and then we're going to talk about where we are right now. You need to know. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Great. Thank you to my colleagues for letting me jump ahead. I appreciate it very, very much. I want to see if I've got this right. We're going to train people inside of Syria to fight ISIL rather than training them outside of Syria. Equip them inside and train them inside, right? New strategy.
Yes, that's where they are.
Okay, so, you know, count me in for trying to help. Do we still want to replace Assad?
Absolutely.
I mean, is that a goal of ours?
A transition from Assad to a government of Syria that is
General
inclusive Dunford. And moderate and together.
Absolutely. Right, General Dunford. Is it smart to let Russia fight ISIL and we stay out of the fight?
Russia's not fighting ISIL, Senator.
But that wouldn't be a good idea to rely on Russia to fight ISIL for us.
Senator, I think we need to be engaged in advancing our own national interests. We have a national interest in dealing with ISIL, and we should be doing that.
Okay,
we
here's
can do
the
it
question.
More effectively. I'm not confident that Russia is effective at doing
that. I'm a 1,000,000% with you. Are we going to supply air support for the people we train to fight ISIL?
We are, Senator.
Do those same people want to take Assad down?
The ones that we are supporting right now are focused on ISIL, Senator.
Do they have a goal to take Assad down?
Senator, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, the ones we're supporting, I don't know because the folks...
Don't you think most people in Syria want two things? They want to fight, they want to destroy ISIL and get rid of Assad, the person who's killed 250,000 of their family? Is that really a mystery?
No, it's not.
It's not a mystery. Okay, is Russia going to fight for Assad?
Russia is fighting for Assad.
Will Iran fight for Assad?
They are doing that, sir.
Will Hezbollah fight for Assad?
They are doing that.
When the people we train to fight ISIL turn on Assad, which they surely will, are we going to fight with them to replace Assad?
I can't answer that question, Senator.
Can you answer it, Secretary Carter?
Yeah, just to be clear, let's take the...
That day is coming.
The Kurds.
Do you see a scenario where the people in Syria don't take on Assad?
The people that we are equipping are people who live in or come from ISIL-occupied territory.
Do they want to take Assad down?
Defeating ISIL.
Do they want to take Assad down?
For the most part, they're focused on defeating.
Do they want to take Assad? Have you asked them?
We know what their intent is, and it is to fight ISIL.
Come on.
Fighting ISIL now.
You know as well as I do, both of you know, that the average Syrian not only wants to destroy ISIL, but they're intent on destroying Assad because he's killed 250,000 of them. And here's the question for this committee. How do we leverage Assad leaving when Russia's going to fight for him? Iran's going to fight for him, Hezbollah's fight for him, and we're not going to do a damn thing to help people take him down. And y'all both know that. So when Kerry goes over to Geneva, he is turning over Syria to the Russians and to the Iranians. Is there any credible military threat to Assad now that Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah is on his side? Do you see any credible military threat to take him down, General Dumfries?
I think the balance of forces right now are in Assad's advantage.
Not his advantage. He is secure as the day is long. So this is what's happened, folks. The strategy is completely falling apart. Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah are going to fight for their guy, and we're not going to do a damn thing to help the people who want to change Syria for the better by getting rid of the dictator in Damascus. Do you see a scenario, Secretary Carter, where we would fight to support an effort to take Assad down, that we would fight alongside of people who want to take Assad down in Syria? Is that remotely possible?
Our approach to removing Assad has been to...
Does it have a military component?
It is principally a political effort in Syria.
So the answer is no.
Our military effort...
Are we going to fight with people who want to take Assad down? Are we going to provide them military help?
Our train and equip program.
The answer is no. Answer is no.
Supportive of people.
So
fighting
let me
ISIL.
Just end this. If I'm Assad, this is a good day for me because the American government has just said, without saying it, that they're not going to fight to replace me. The Russians and the Iranians and Hezbollah, this is a really good day for them. Because their guy has no military credible threat. So, now you tell me what kind of deal we're going to get, folks. I'm sure we'll get a really good deal with this construct. So what you've done, gentlemen, along with the president, is you've turned Syria over to Russia and Iran. You've told the people in Syria who died by the hundreds of thousands, we're more worried about a political settlement than we are about what follows. All I can say, this is a sad day for America, and the region will pay hell for this because the Arabs are not going to accept this. the people in Syria are not going to accept this. This is a half-assed strategy at best.
Okay, hold on one sec before we go to the second video. I forgot to lay it out. That was the Joint Chief of Staff and the Secretary of Defense, Carter, that went before John McCain and the council. And basically, if you can hear, posted something that Graham said of South Carolina said earlier, it was early last month, where he said that he would be shooting Russian planes down if he was the president. These neocons, McCain and this rogue loose cannon of Graham, they play a very specific role. They are doing exactly what they're instructed to do. And you know, I heard Scotty on the end of his show, and it was so true, is that what these people do is they find different people that they know that they can use, but you know, based off of some of the things they may have within their own character themselves, or they just, you know, bring something to them to do it. But I'm fully vested that this Graham dude has always been what you see here and has a very psychopathic view of life, and maybe even you know, he's definitely a sociopath view of life. And these individuals, him and what I like to call the T-Rex of Arizona, McCain, are definitely trying to push this whole global war thing to the breaking point, to the point of actual engagement.
Brother
and
Dave.
They are going, this is going to grow. And this is going to continue. And these people are going to move in this direction because that's what the system calls for. Everything that they presents to you is for their benefit, is never for yours. This is why you have to get a press pass to go to their press releases. This is why you have to become a member of, or allowed, or get clearance to engage in their formats, governmental formats, because this is not about the people, never has been and never will be. It never will be until the people take away the most important thing that they need in order to maintain any form of control and take away the energy.
Brother David.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Just on the issue of proxies, and you know, it appears that I want to thank you. I didn't see this. I missed this. Apparently, this was posted back in October. October
yeah.
The 29th is when this, sometime in October when this hearing went down. It was also broadcast on C-SPAN. So to your
yeah.
point about, you know, knowing about what they plan to do and this and that, you can gather intelligence on them by subscribing to certain, you know, media outlets.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I do is I know the think tanks and stuff that are behind a lot of these politicians and whatnot, making governmental policy, even though they're not elected. And I subscribe to their websites, you know, whether I
Mark.
Subscribe
yep.
to the feed or the newsletter or whatever it is. I'm subscribed to a lot of stuff, man, and that's part of gathering intelligence and then putting the pieces together, and you can get a picture. But this is the picture that I just got from this clip, which I thank you so much for sharing. Is that attack on that Russian jet was not an accident.
Right.
It was planned out. You just heard him talking about it, you know, and that their lackey or their proxy is the Turkish president, that administration in Turkey. Because we know John McCain went over there via Turkey, you know, to meet
yep.
with some of them terrorists and whatnot. And a lot of people say, you know, Lindsey Graham is John McCain's mistress. So they're kind of joined
right.
at the hip there and whatnot. So, yeah, I do believe that was a planned out attack on Russia to escalate us to a World War III, a global war.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because and one of the things that's so important, I'm glad you said it too, Scotty, is that you have to know your enemy. It's one of the fundamental rules in the art of war. You have to know your enemy, because if you don't know your enemy knows you. And that's been the biggest problem with us as a people. We don't know our enemy. Our enemy knows us. And how does our enemy know us? Because we continue to go to them and to petition for what it is that we want and need. Instead of seeing them for who they are and removing ourselves and developing what we want and what we need independently from them and be self-determined in all that we do. So yeah, in this video, this is why it's so, like Scotty said, it's so important to read the different things, to know what they're saying, to know, because one of the things my mother used to always be careful what you say, because then everyone will know what you're thinking. And they will tell you what they're thinking at all times. They may try to gloss it over. They may try to hide it. But deep down inside, if you're quiet and you listen to them, you will find what it is that you need. And Graham was basically telling and was adamant about. He wanted to make sure that they were going to get rid of Assad, knowing that Russia is now backing Assad. He said, so what? Attack Russia too then. And knowing what that ramifications are, we're having this talk today so that you will know what the ramifications are, because they're not telling you what these ramifications are. And this is what we're going to talk about here. So Graham was adamant about this whole thing, is that he didn't care about nothing else. He didn't care about no political agenda, no diplomatic negotiated. He wanted blood. This is the same Graham that said that they are going to have a tactical nuke in the harbors of South Carolina. And let me tell you, you can't put it past him in that type of thinking to plant that thing there and say, I told you. Because that's what they do with all of these false flags. He is nothing more than a cheerleader for a false flag. And these people and individuals are more than dangerous. This is where the blind faith that so many have that are asleep while they have generational homicide and genocide. Why they have generational genocide. Because they give blind faith to the Lindsey Grahams and the John McCains. Because they're all in every single form. And what they do is they try to play good and they're bad. And they try to get a pretty one and a nice one. And then one, a lady and a man and a guy with a nice, you know, everything else. They give you all the theatrical characters. But they remain the same in destroying you, your community, and they destroying your heritage and the generations that will come before you. These people, let me tell you something. I'm not afraid of a man with a gun. You could deal with a woman with a person with a gun. You could deal with that individual. But these suits are generational killers. They're the real problem. And we continue to petition, march, and go by their rules and they tell you this is where you're supposed to be, this is what you can do, and you follow all of their rules. And because you follow their rules to the key, you play by their rules, they will continue to rule. So it's so important that we know what's going on and see what's happening now. Like Scotty said, that tells him that that event last Tuesday was coordinated. And all of that information is starting to come out, that it was just that. You know, McCain had called for it here 2 months ago. Then this hearing went on the 29th, the 28th, I believe it was. But now what I want you to do, we're going to go to the other video. And I want you to listen to, this comes from 2011, about in November about 2011, about this same time, 4 years ago. Okay. And this is Dmitry Medvedev. He was actually the president of Russia at that time, and Vladimir Putin was the prime minister at that time. But it's always been known that Putin has always been running it the whole time. But listen to his response to the NATO acting aggressively against Russia. And there's something that you really got to listen to and pay attention, and we're going to tell you, and so that you can put this together so that you can see where we really are. So let's go to the second video where Dmitry Medvedev was making a speech to the Russian, to Russia, like in a state, it was a an emergency state of a union, basically what he had, without all of the Russian politicians there, but he made an appeal to the Russian people as response to what NATO and the U.S. was doing in Eastern Europe. So in the Ukraine and everything else, and this is before the Ukraine jumped off. And then this is how you can see how it all started to come together. So let's go to this video and check out what it is.
Dear Russian citizens, my address to you has been prompted by the situation around NATO states' missile defense in Europe. The United States began implementing their new anti-missile plan, the so-called Phased Adaptive Approach Plan. This concerns us. The thing is that in the long run, it stipulates the deployment of certain rocket potential and other missile defense equipment near Russian borders and in maritime zones near Russia. In this respect, I have made the following decisions. First, I have ordered the Russian Defense Ministry to immediately put the radio location station of the missile warning system in the city of Kaliningrad into operation. Second, the defense of our strategic nuclear forces will be strengthened as a matter of priority as part of Russia's airspace defense system being created. Third, strategic ballistic missiles operated by strategic rocket forces and our navy will be equipped with advanced missile systems capable of penetrating missile defenses, as well as with new advanced warheads. Fourth, I have ordered the armed forces to develop systems allowing the destruction of information and operational units of the defense system if this becomes necessary. Fifth, if those measures are not sufficient, the Russian Federation would deploy modern offensive weapons in the southern and western parts of the country to target the European component of the missile defense network. The deployment of Iskander missile complexes in the Kaliningrad region will become one of those steps. If the situation deteriorates, Russia reserves the right not to make further steps in the sphere of disarmament and therefore arms control. Moreover, given the inseparable link between strategic offensive and defensive weapons, grounds may arise for our country to withdraw from the Arms Cut Treaty. We close the door neither to dialogue with the United States and the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance on missile defense, nor to practical cooperation in this sphere. We are ready for this.
Okay, now that was Dmitry Medvedev and his response to the U.S. and NATO trying to put a missile defense shield up in Eastern Europe. Ukraine was one of the places, in Romania, and a couple of other places in Eastern Europe, and some of them were actually bordering Russia. And this is what their response. Now, there were some things that Medvedev had said that was very, very key. But I wanted to say, one, notice the different approaches. One approach was pushing for a coup. That's what the U.S., Graham, that's what they were doing. They were talking about a coup. And it's illegal to do a coup. But they're saying to heck with the coup, he killed some 250,000 people. When their colonization of throughout the world has killed multi-millions of people at any given time, their coup of Kuwait, their coup of Libya, their coup of Iraq, their coup throughout the world, in so many different instances, has killed way more people than that. But see, the U.S. side was the aggressors toward the coup. The Russians were defending themselves from what? The bringing in of weapons to attack them. Big difference. Huge difference. And this is one of the, some of the things that he's telling. His number three and number four and number five. He said advanced new modern advanced warheads technology. The Russians have technology that the U.S. doesn't have and can't defend. They said they have and they can have weapon systems that are undefendable. Then the fifth one was the modern weapon. That was the Tesla cellular weapon that Russia has now that they will use. And they've actually used it and it's been reported of how effective it is, but you weren't really told about it in mainstream media. And it's so important that you understand what it is that these people are trying to move you into for those that are saying that, hey, this is the great America. We kick ass and take names. Well, that was the past. That was the past. Now, because, and when you take that arrogant approach to things, you are basically supporting, harboring the past colonization of different countries, and particularly for anyone of color to have that attitude toward the United States, you're condoning the kidnapping of the people of Africa, our people, and enslaving them. Because that is the same mentality that took them. And they've so confused and so schooled everyone here to where they think that murder under the color of a country is, this is why this military worship stuff is so deadly, especially within our community. Because one, we are always, always, there's always a disparity of the ills of those wars that affect us. We always, our people are always the first and the last the first to be adversely affected by and the last to see any form of relief. And we're participating in our own demise. You say that, you know, here in this country, you say that you want to fight for freedom and liberty, but you're actually fighting for colonization. But you don't have the moral convictions to call it what it is. For what it is. The only thing in freedom that you want is that is in most of the American mentality is the freedom to take for your comfort and take for your livelihood and your prosperity. They have so indoctrinated the people here that live here to buying into this paradigm of enslavement and brute mentality, and put it simply, the greatest terrorist organization that has ever lived in the past 100 years. The only greater terrorist organization would be the Britons themselves, the British themselves. But the U.S. has surpassed them in the past 50 years or so. But this is the truth. Now, what does that mean for you and I? It means a great deal. And I need to tell you what it is that you, that means every person that's listening, what you're going to be up against as the Lindsey Grahams and the John McCains put together a paradigm of war against the BRIC nations. And that's exactly what it is. And you need to know what it is that you're going to be contending with. And this is what, you know, one of the things that Russia was able to do, that fraternal government of Russia, even though all of these governments are in a big fraternity against the humanity, against the human population at large, but they just divide it so it's easier to control. And they give it one region, and so, but these people never go to war with each other. You notice these terrorists never attack politicians or the governments themselves. They always attack the people, because the people are always the target. So you would have to think, who is attacking, who is the enemy of the people? The very same corporations and government agencies that bring you trans-Pacific partnership, vaccinations, taxation, and legalization of what they tell you is legal, and all the exactions that go with it. So they're all in one big fraternity, but let's look at it from a standpoint, because it's going to take some people some time to get there to be able to see that for what it is. And it may have to be at the spill of the blood that they love. Some of your family members. So there are some real things that Russia has that the U.S. can't contend with. And I want to go over a couple of them. Russia has always, you know, they have a military that's a relatively large military. I'm going to break down what their military size is, but Let me do that one first. Let me give you their military size, just so you know, as far as their different troops and everything else. Okay. They have about 250,000 fighting troops. China has about 2.8 million fighting troops. India has about 1.3 million fighting troops. So the BRIC nations make up about 5 million fighting strong individuals. The U.S. and its allies, the U.S. has, one sec, the U.S. has, let me pull up the U.S. real quick while I'm doing that. So what else does Russia have? So that's what they have within their BRIC nations, about the BRIC nations, they have about 5 million. Planes-wise, they have about, Russia has about 3,000 planes, combat-ready planes. China has about 2,700. India has about 1,700. But India itself has one of the best air forces in the world. They've actually done training with the U.S. and thoroughly whipped the U.S.'s butt in simulated combat. Not once, not twice, but around 7, 8, 9 times. The U.S. in recent times has not been able to beat India in simulated combat. Tanks, Russia has about 1,500. China has about 9,000. India has about 3,500. So they have about 14,000 tanks. Planes, they have 1,000 planes. Russia has one aircraft carrier. And China has one, India has two, so they have 4 together. Subs, they have, Russia has about 62 subs, China has 69, India has about 17, but these numbers are what they're reported. They've been developing those military capabilities and expanding on capabilities immensely. So what their true numbers are, no telling. Rockets, Russia has about 3,700, China has about 1,700, and India has about less than 300, so roughly about 5,000. Okay, now, the U.S. and its allies have about 3 million, about 20,000 planes, 3 million men, about 20,000 planes, about 8,000 tanks, 13 aircraft carriers, 147 subs, and 2,700 missiles. So the numbers are basically even. The one, you know, the aircraft carriers with the U.S. used to boast about being so important, that thing is nothing more than a floating dinosaur that will be easily taken out in today's modern warfare. So it's a liability that they have that, and they spent so much into that. But so that's the numbers. But what we really need to talk about is some of the asymmetrical abilities that Russia has. Now, let me tell you this about Russia. Russia, one of the best thing that Russia has ever developed was its rocketry. They were the first to go into space. They're the only ones that man the space station to this day. When the U.S., whenever they go out to space now, they're going to the International Space Station. That is a Russian space station. And they have to get there now by way of Russia. Okay? So Russia has always had some of the most advanced rocketry in the world. They have never, ever given up on that. They've been weak in some other areas, but they've never been weak in that area. Unsurpassable now. Also, their military of men, they have a selective, well-trained group of fighting force. It's not everyone that's in the military is a well-trained fighting force. Some of them, you know, are not highly trained or are trained at all. Some of them are just there because they get their measly pay, which is they're not paid a lot, and they drink a lot and don't do much. So they don't have a very, for their numbers are skewed by the real training fighting forces that they have. But the ones that they do have are very, very effective. And I would consider them some of the world's best. Okay? So of their 700,000 fighting force, probably 300 or maybe 250 of them are well trained. Okay? Big difference there. But that's not to say that they've changed that in the past 6 years. Very well could have. But this is the thing that what Russia has that you need to know about. There's no one in the world that could doubt Russia's rocket capability. Right now they have something that's called the Monster. Okay? And it is the S-400 series, and you'll start to hear them talking about the anti-aircraft capabilities, surface-to-air missiles that Russia has. And the crown jewel is the S-400. Now, let me tell you about this S-400 system. And I actually believe they actually have the S-600 system, but they're not telling it, or they will wait until the appropriate time to reveal it. Now, the S-400 system is able to track and shoot down 300 targets that are moving at Mach 5. 300 targets that are moving at Mach 5. There is no other country on this planet that has that technology. And Russia displayed that when they shot from the Caspian Sea into Syria, which is about half of the United States, about 900 miles. Their missile capability and their rocketry is the best in the world. So that's number one. And when I say it's formidable, this is more than formidable. There isn't any aircraft that the U.S. has, and not only that, their F-35 and all of their stealth planes, they've been proven not to be able to fight at all. They can't fly in bad weather. They can't do this. They can't do that. And then they can't even, they cannot deal with the Russian capability to track them. This is even before Russia even sends up some of their fighters to engage in air-to-air combat with them. U.S. has nothing. Now, some of the BRIC nations have some very good planes. France has one of the best fighters in the world. But as you start to see, France is going to move towards Russia. They've been doing that. We talked about that yesterday. Britain has some great fighters too. They're going to move that way too. They're moving that way. So listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. I'm sorry I didn't miss it. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is it exactly we're looking to go up against when they talk about going up against Russia in a war. It's not something that you want to do. The old former prevalence that this country had militarily has been neutered by technology and because of the economic state that this country is in. You listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today, we're talking about the setup for war that they want us to follow, and it's already fixed for the U.S. to lose. And it's so important that we do not allow these people to move us in a direction that we are only going to meet a predetermined fixed demise. It's already set up, and it's not something. If they want to engage in wars and everything else, let them engage in wars themselves. Let them participate. Let them represent you by going over there themselves and fighting individuals from the individual governments themselves. How, really, think about it. How foolish are we to allow someone else to pick a fight for us to engage in? That is what a slave master has their slaves to do, fight their battle. And until we start to look at it this way, this perpetual slide is going to continue. It's not a matter anymore, and it never has been a matter anymore, of your nationality. It has everything to do with your spiritual existence in a physical form. That's what's eternal. Not your physical form is not eternal, but your spiritual energy is. And that shouldn't be played with by another individual that is the same energy or has the same energy, the capabilities as you. They didn't give you life, nor can they take your life. So until we start to realize and see these sociopaths and these psychopaths for who they really are, how smart are we to follow sociopaths and psychopaths? And that's what we do. Just because they have the given authority that they set up through a system that validates their power. They have no power unless you surrender it to them. And when you do, it comes at a cost. They become your master and they treat you as their slaves. So now, let's talk about what is it that they're pushing us to. And this war with Russia is real. And it's already happened. It's already past the point of no return. It's already been the assassination of the Archduke of Archduke Ferdinand moment has already passed. There is no turning back now. If the people refuse to participate, is the only way that we could turn away. And yes, you got to start with the very, whatever you're able to do right where you are for the people to say no. Every individual has to say no. And where does it start? It starts with Tando. It starts with everything. Because once they say go, everyone will be adversely affected. And they're preparing for this like you wouldn't believe. In their bunkers, in their food provisions, in their capability to hide themselves and to remove themselves. This is very, very real. So now, let's finish this. It's on both sides. So let's look at Russia. So we talked about their rockets. We know about their capabilities. Now, and with their Air Force, they don't have fighters as many as the NATO countries do. But see, NATO is going to break up, in my opinion. France and Germany are going to go over to the Russian side. Guess who else? Britain is too. And this is the power control. And what they do is this. The owners of the teams have players that play for them. While the owners make all of the real wealth, they just pay their players a ransom. It's just like having a baseball team, a basketball team, or a football team. Those owners have a fraternity and a franchise that they protect. The players are the employees of the franchise. And they have these players give their whole life, work, energy, and efforts to play for them. And the players think that they are bigger than the overall game themselves in so many ways. And they are, if they ever have collective prudence to reestablish the format of the game and refuse to play on the terms that the owners have. But see, most of them would think, well, then what league? We won't have a league to play in, so we got to stay in this one. And that's what binds you, what you think. So, so important. It's no different than the people in a different part of the world. Their team is the Russian team. Their team is the Syrian team. Their team is the Turkish team. Their team is the American, the Canadian, the British, or the German team. But you're playing on the playing field that the owners of the team in their fraternal order and everything that they put together, you're playing on their field, not yours. So now they're going to have Russian military versus American military. And in this fight, is going to be on multiple fronts. It's going to be all over the world. It's also, for the first time, going to be right here on different levels. They've already instituted for the deterioration of the United States from within. And let me tell you something. It's a very, very well thought out plan. Don't be surprised if Russia and China. And if you listen to the video that we played, Medvedev was very poised, was very collected, and was just defending himself and his country. They basically have taken the moral high ground. But let me tell you what the real agenda is. They always have to have a bad guy and a good guy. And in taking this moral high ground, they're going to continue to divulge different things that the U.S. has been engaged in. One of the things that not only militarily have the U.S. been defeated in, they've been defeated in the propaganda realm also. This is why you see the advent of RTV, RTTV, you know, in all of the different media outlets. that's calling the bluffs in the lives of the U.S. government, their team members. So it's a big setup. And believe me, one of the setups they're gonna play, one of the trump cards that they're going to play, and they know it's here, they're going to play on our people here in this country. And they know just the trigger to do it. And they would be right in playing it. One of the things that I think that they're going to do, you can see that China has started to forgive all of the debt for some of the poor nations that owe them money in Africa and other parts of the world. That was a big clue as to what they're going to do. One of the things that they're going to do is they're going to agitate and instigate, rightfully so, because it's already done, the historical ills that this country has played against our people, which is so true. But it's by a design plan. And one of the things that they're going to do is they're going to bring charges against the U.S. to the United Nations for the tyranny and the crimes against humanity from black people. They're going to start that whole deterioration. And I'm not saying that's not proven and true in the case. But what I'm saying is that it's going to be an added ploy for their agenda. See, the thing about war and the thing about enslaving people is that they use different methods to get to an objective. And their objective is to maintain rule over humanity. And that's one of the cards that they're going to play. Rightfully so. And other nations within the NATO nations, like France, Germany, and Britain, are going to switch sides. Because you're going to start to hear about the financial corruption that is at the hand of the U.S. through LIBOR. The London Fix, through all of Goldman Sachs, through all of these different things, through the hacking and everything else. It's a big play here. They've done the same thing before in the past. There's the good guy and the bad guy so that they continue to rule. And right now, all the technology has been moved towards Russia's side. And here's some of the technology that they have. Their ability with their fighters to engage the U.S. fighters are far superior, far, far superior from their missiles and their missile capabilities. So not only do the rockets that have the U.S. lost, they lost air to air. They lost air to air because Russia planes are far superior to the U.S. Martin Generational 4 stealth fighters. The U.S., these planes are so bad, the U.S. had to go back to the F-15s and the F-16s that they had to start to buy them because the technology that they have now has proven to be unsuccessful. Then there's also some of the other stuff that Russia has, and that's the cellular technology. Just last year, in April of last year, the USS Donald Cook went into the Black Sea. That same plane, old plane, that was shot down in Turkey, old bomber, without any weapons, that was able to do 12 bombing runs on the USS Donald Cook, the crown jewel in the U.S. Navy missile cruiser class, the Aegis class system. And the story goes is that they totally disabled the Aegis class systems to where the Donald Cook was dead in the water. There are some people say that it didn't happen. But immediately after that, the Donald Cook had to go into port and has actually been in port since then to refit itself for things. The Russians have cellular technology so that they can disable radar. Then you would say, why wouldn't Russia have that in Turkey when that plane was shot down? They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew what was on the forefront and what was happening. They knew that the U.S. was engaging. They knew that what Graham's plan and McCain's plan were, these idiots were saying. They let it happen. Why would they let it happen? Because in the court of public opinion, America's always been guilty. Now they're just going to bring the case to convict them. And when they convict them, believe me, they are not going to convict the government of the United States. They're going to hold the people here liable for all damages that was done throughout the world. Libya, Chile, all through Africa, Sudan, everywhere. And there were, just like when Germany lost, there were reparations that they had to pay out to for their war crimes. Russia's putting together a war crime because they've already defeated the U.S. militarily. And one of the biggest things that they've controlled and defeated America in is in the propaganda. The propaganda. So this war that that is going to unfold with Russia, Russia is ready now because they have the capabilities to win. They positioned themselves to win. And they're only going to strike when this country is completely weak. Now it is. By years and years of indulgence in colonization and being inebriated in the wine of splendor, they've become arrogant and they've never been morally corrupt at all. They've always been the greatest terrorists since the British. Look at their history. It proves it for itself. Destabilization, colonization, looting, forcing people to, you know, organize crime. They say that the mafia is the organized crime. No, the mafia is just one extended arm. The organized crime is at the government field level. They've been extorting people, extorting countries. Since the Bretton Woods agreement, before the Bretton Woods agreement. But this is the design plan. And this is where we are. And some of the things that you have to prepare for is this. When this war engages, it's going to be brought here. Right now, throughout December, the military, because remember Jade Helm? They've already positioned assets throughout the country. Well, those assets are going to start training throughout this country at different spots throughout this country. And what do they always do when they're training? Something always goes live. Graham said that there was going to be a nuke in South Carolina Harbor. What are we going to wait for the terrorists to bring a nuke, a dirty bomb to South Carolina's harbor? When there's reports that was actually that some people were engaging in that, but people in the military found out about it and refused to participate. That means that they're planning that, and that's what they're going to do. How is it going to come? I don't know. When is it going to come? I would say soon. And it's going to continue to be a methodical approach to it. Now, how is it going to adversely affect you? No one will be immune. No one in the general public will be immune to this war. Because this war is won. They've already have the means to cut off the food to the United States. They already have the means to cut off the imported oil to the United States. They've already positioned themselves to where they can disrupt the economic system. They've done the test runs on Wall Street. They've done it like four times this year. earlier this year, the stock market was down for 3 hours. Another time it was down for an hour and a half, 30 minutes. Another time it went down to it dropped 1,000 points. All of that was the dry run for the real deal. The banks have already told everyone that they're exposed to hacking. And some of the greatest hackers are known to come out of China and Russia. And I put up in Tando a while back where you could actually see, they say it's in live time, some of the cyber attacks that go on. And I'll repost it. You need to see it. But see, this is what they want to do, and it's going to adversely affect us if we continue to ignore it and not prepare. We are in a time like no other time before in history here that's recorded. Because this is not new. This has happened plenty of times before. They have nuclear wars in the ancient times. They just don't tell you of those technologies. Because then they want you to think that you are so civilized where you are now, so that everything that is being done is expected. But this is nothing new. But this is the main thing, and what you need to understand. When this war breaks out, and it's going to break out on multiple fronts. It's going to break out in the Ukraine. I wouldn't be surprised if the Ukraine or the South Sea of China would be the actual first direct conflict between the BRIC nation forces in NATO nations. And when that happens, I think you're going to see Japan. After a while, Japan will go to the side of the BRIC nations, even though that they've been arch enemies with China. They will go with them. We already seen where Taiwan has started financial relationships with China, an American ally. Even so, to the point where there's a treaty that the U.S. will protect Taiwan from China. So you're going to start to see they're going to leave the U.S. by itself. Canada will even peel off, which they started to do. If you've been following with what's been going on in Canada, Canada has a new prime minister, and they're saying that they want to pull out of these illegal wars that in confrontations that the U.S. is engaging in pushing the allies to get into. And it's going to come out that Turkey was told to do what they were due by guess who? The U.S. And that is going to start the NATO to be dissolved, where Germany will lead. It was an incident where wasn't too long ago, maybe 3 years ago, where Merkel, Prime Minister of Germany, was pissed at Obama because he was spying on her. Why was he spying on her? They were spying on her because of the relationships that they were developing, with Russia. And Germany is the only one that is upholding the Eurozone. Now, it's always been that if you give Germany the power, they will take over all of Europe. Guess what Germany's going to do? They're going to slide with Russia. It's already it's already baked in the cake. And Merkel, when the Ukraine jumped off, what was the first thing that they did? Got on a plane together and went and talked to Putin. Then when this last incident, like I said yesterday, the last incident, Holland was here when that plane went down, when that plane was shot down, to give a message to Holland, who was on his way to Russia, and the real message was for France. You better stay in line and don't continue to be friendly, because what you saw in Paris, we will invoke even more. That whole setup is there. The world is going to turn on the U.S., and when that happens, the economy here is going to crumble, because we manufacture nothing anymore. There is no sovereignty. I hate to say we, because it's not. But the U.S. manufactures, because I don't align myself with them. The United States doesn't manufacture anything anymore. It's a pure service-based economy. Almost, you know, at a 75 to 80% service-based economy. We're not producing things. Hey, we need to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. And I will definitely bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032-POUND. That's 549032-POUND. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, like was said, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032-POUND. Then hit star 61, and I will see that you're in queue and get right to you. So what I want to do now is I want to bring to your attention the things that I think is really, really important as this whole war thing continues to unfold. And one of the things that we're going to see, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but this administration has written the most executive orders of any of them. But the one that really should concern you is Executive Order 13603. That's 13603. Why is this executive order something that you should be made aware of? Because it's an extension of the powers to enslave people that is the most concerning. And the executive order, and it's used when the country goes into a national crisis, which they know it's already going to go into, is much worse than martial law. The executive order 13603 allows the government to enslave you as needed. And what that means is this, and how are they going to use this? They're going to use this at a time when it is in the best, in the national interest of the United States. What could be in the national interest of the United States that they would have to enslave people? It won't be because of a earthquake. It won't be because of a, you know, something small. It's going to be something huge. It won't be because of a hurricane. It won't be because of a bad snowstorm. No, it won't be because of that. It has to be something big and dramatic. One of the things that I think would be big and dramatic would be this. They are going to either do something themselves or allow for something to happen, or something will happen that is going to be so big that the U.S., the people of the United States will buy into it right away. And there is technology and capability that the Russians have to do just that. They actually have a nuclear torpedo that can cause great earthquakes and tsunamis, huge tsunamis, much bigger than the one that was in Japan and Fukushima and throughout Japan. They have that technology. So if those were happen to hit on the East Coast or in Florida or along the coastline anywhere, even in the Gulf of Mexico, which would probably be a great target because they always kind of like to return to places of their work anyway. So they would engage in this war, get hit with this earthquake torpedo or with these climate weapons, cause a tsunami, then now this executive order goes right into effect and there won't be hardly any people that would challenge it. So many of us don't even see or learn from the last false flag to be able to determine if one has just happened again. From the everyday person, you've seen it. So many people go for the okie doke instead of looking at history. So what they've already done through social media and so many things, they've had these events go on, then they have these donations to the victims of this and support these people, and we fall for this thing hook, line, and sinker. And if there are some people that strategically do it, I understand that. But there are so many people that are so naive, they will wait until nothing is true, unless it's on the Cerebrally Naive Network or one of the other mainstream media. And they're going to be pushing this every day, every night, and showing you all of the things and engaging your emotions so you won't think. And they're going to come with this Executive Order 13603. And under that, if you're a doctor, you no longer work for whoever you're working for. If you're in private practice or you're working for at a hospital or whatever, you're not working for them any longer. You're working for the U.S. government and they don't pay you. And they tell you when you're supposed to show up, what your schedule is. Oh, but they'll give you some things probably. They'll give you whatever they want to give you. Whatever is available, what they tell you is available when they're stealing everything from you. They're stealing your energy. When your energy actually should be moving in a different direction away from them. So if you have a business, doesn't matter what your business is. If you have your business is you're a farmer, all of your food will be taken. Your fertilizer will be taken. Your equipment will be taken for the good of the country. And most of these people will say, because of the event that has happened, because they're not going to just come out and just say we're going to take it, they're going to have you surrender it, because it's easier to enslave a person that is willing to be one. They never want to invoke your free will to where you feel that you're threatened by them. Because then you start to look at them in their true light. The terroristic threat that they have. So they're going to make sure that there is a major event. And it's not going to just be one. It's going to be multiple. They're going to go off in some of some shopping center, major shopping center. They're going to attack the children. Why wouldn't they attack the children? They already vaccinate them. And part of the whole vaccination program is also to get you to be extremely docile. Why do you think that this was the time and era that they passed the smoking of weed? Was a design plan. They never gave you anything that was good for you. Never. it was probably more beneficial to you and the people to have it when it was illegal, even though that they were behind it the whole time. All of their wars are funded through the illicit drug trade. It's one of the things that why Turkey was so big, because it was one of the black market hubs, clearinghouses for oil and for heroin coming out of Afghanistan. But this is the truth that happened. And until we start asking the right questions, we will continue to be misguided and not know our full capability as people. So they're going to bring in this, and whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you have, if you have a house with 10 acres on it, you have a house with 2 acres on it, they're going to seize that from you. This is one of the reasons why they've militarized the civilian law enforcement, so that they can carry out military operations here. And those operations will be carried out against, who do you think? The people that live here. The people that live here. These people do not do anything if it doesn't have a cause behind it. So, whatever you have, they will take. They're going to require everyone, that what they're going to do through this whole thing, they're going to require everyone to work. This is why they're getting rid of the different government assistant programs, the able body things. You're going to hear a lot of that, able bodiness. And they're going to move everyone to where they're going to be required to work for the government. Oh, yeah. And whatever it is, if it's arm making, if it's tank building, if it's repairing this, repairing that, everyone will have to work based off of their individual professional levels or what the system needs at the time. And then they're going to make you buy the bonds. They're going to make you buy war bonds, and they're going to make you buy different things to stabilize the U.S. economy. This is what this executive order does. They're going to tell you how to live. And they're going to increase that, those demands on you through fear. And so many of us, and they realize this, they don't need to convince everybody. They only need to convince a small number of people. And because of what they've instituted throughout this country and throughout this overall mentality that we have, where we question nothing, we blindly follow everything. We fall for fads, we fall for anything that the mainstream media will present to us. Casey, the CIA director, said, "You know that America will be done when they will do whatever we tell them to do." They've been doing that for a long time. And this is why it's so important that you prepare, because when they start to unfold this, they're going to allow the riots to happen. They're going to instigate it. They're actually going to instigate it. They're going to create the environment for it to happen economically. And they've already shown everyone how to react and to respond to things. And they're going to increase people's inability to take care of themselves. And so people are going to fall into desperate times. And they're going to take everything off of the grocery shelves, take everything of value. And that is going to spread like wildfire, and it is going to be feared. And you're going to hear some of the worst horror stories that you've ever heard. Because that's what these people do. This is who they are. It's not just one of them. It's is many of them that have bought into the governance paradigm of control. This is what you really need to prepare yourself for. And you're going to be able to, at the appropriate time, there are going to be many people that won't buy it. You will know who they are, but be careful, because there will be many that will be infiltrators. That's why it's so important for you to start now, to get your own individual groups with people that you've known for a while. Start to prepare, position yourself in your community that you and your family members, that you can rely on each other with the people that where you are right now. You, at some point in some time, you know, communications may be down for a very long time. And then if they do come up, they're only going to come up by ways that will be filtered through the channels that you don't want your conversations to be heard on, which they already have now. But what they're going to do is they're going to tell you, because it's closing you in to accepting yourself in your cage as your own. This is how they work. They work in a very methodical, slow process to first get you to buy into civil liberties so that you ignore your primary and absolute rights that great creator God Almighty has given you upon birth. Then you start to realize that, oh, I need to answer to another man's system. It's more civilized. And we're civilized people, and this is how we act. We pay our taxes. We do what we're told. We go to our job. We plan for a retirement. And we live a good life. Well, see, they were smart enough to do that for a while. They realized where the overall population of the planet was. And they realized that there was a growth, the baby boomers. And they knew once that they had that growth of people, the last thing that they wanted was for all of those people to start to wake up and to see that they've been thoroughly deceived by the institutions of schooling that they've been taught at. In such a sense, it was so many of them at that time, that would be the time in which you cause great collapses and disasters. You have wars. Then after the wars and everything settles out, what you do after that, when the population has been trimmed off, then you give people great comfort and they'll buy into your system a whole lot easier. You pay them more. But the thing about it is this, you pay them more, you give them more, you increase their quality of life, so they think. But in actuality, you're just starting back to phase one. The cyclical process. And if you learn human history, if you learn some of the history and watch it, you can see it, and you can always know where you are comparable to another time. This time is very similar to the rise of the Third Reich, of the Nazis. And there will be no different change. We'll be the same path. Will be the same path of destruction. Many will be interned, but they're going to do it differently this time. They don't need the concentration FEMA camps now. And the people will be running to those FEMA camps for work, for food, for resources. One of the things that they'll require is that they're going to say that the diseases are running rampant, because many of them will. And they're going to say people need to get vaccinated. And they will continue to put the poisons that take you away from who you were created They will have a chemical process of changing who you are. This process has been admitted to. This process has been shown to you. This process has been thoroughly documented. And it's so important that you realize this and you do not allow yourself to participate. One of the things that a slave will always do what they're told. In a free person, in a person that believes in self-determination, will spare no expense to be free. That is going to be a decision that has to be made by you. How will you respond to the events that will continue to unfold? And I would tell you that it's nothing to fear. It's something that you should prepare for. So you can evaluate the opportunities that will be there. And the opportunities will be so, so great. One of the things about their overall perpetual destruction is that it can only last for so long, because the longer it lasts, the more people don't buy it anymore, where they start to decide to be independent based off of surviving. People will start to survive independent of the system. This is why they never let it go for too long. But when they do engage in it, it's severe. And I would tell you, it's not going to be all over the world. Some places in the world will be immune to it. Why? Because it serves their purpose. But the U.S. will not be immune to it. The U.S. is the target. It's the target of influence for the rest of the world to see. Don't be like them. Don't be like this great terrorist nation. And you're going to see, as things go along in time, you'll hear about how great of a terrorist enterprise and how they built a terroristic enterprise and how they became and how they went wrong because of their greed. You're going to be able to blame it on certain things and people will be able to see it. See, yep. Not knowing that they're being fed that same mentality and acceptance because they continue to go back to the system. So you must continue to prepare. You must prepare your family, our community. You must reach out to people. You must reach out to some of your family members, people that you've known for a long time, people that you trust. Now is the time to do it, because people are starting to wake up. They're starting to see, hey, something is wrong. And those people that are starting to see something wrong, for those of you that have seen it for a while, please don't put those people down. Everyone has a different process. Welcome them. Assist them and help them. And you may realize that you just created the very environment that you will need to endure this in a way that your sovereignty and your self-determination will be adhered to. Because we need the people to decide that no longer will they continue to participate as they did before in the past. It will all of the changes have to come at the individual level collectively, for the overall common good. So, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening today, and would say we will definitely be back, God willing, tomorrow. Continue to prepare. Continue to prepare with whatever it is that you can do. Start small. Make some real sacrifices. Don't buy into this elaborate holiday seasons of gift giving. It's not gift giving that you need. It's actual preparedness for the season that is needed. If nothing happens today, thank God. But believe me, it will happen at the design time. I just want to say thank you all. Much love and much respect. And always remember, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. God willing, we'll catch you tomorrow.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know. come from pain.